I mean, we see it not just in Texas. We see it all over the country. I mean, some of these town hall meetings, some of these public hearings, real anger. What is driving it? Is it the energy costs? Is it the what is driving the anger?
So
you're out there talking to people.
One thing is the rapidity that these data centers are coming online that people didn't see coming. The other is the way that the data centers, they didn't do their job to get the support of people in local communities. Gaining the support of people in local communities is essential. Because they did not do that, that's why I am now coming in as governor saying, listen, if you're a data center and you want to operate in Texas, you have to first get the approval of those in local communities.
And
that's why I set that standard. But no data centers disturbing local communities in Texas.
It was last year that you said that Texas was the epicenter of the AI industry. In hindsight, did Texas move too fast?
It wasn't Texas that was moving fast. It was these data centers.
But they needed approval from the government.
Well, so what data centers were doing, this is the problem that we are facing here in Texas, but you mentioned what's going on nationally.
Sure.
And that is, they pop up in places that nobody ever heard of before until they started the construction. And so they had not been working in collaboration with the state. They'd not been working in collaboration with local governments. And so they basically dug their own grave for the problem that's been caused for them. And that's why they got the backlash they deserve. And that's why these new standards are in place, to make sure they're not going to be able to operate until they come into compliance with the standards that I have set.